great day. What's so great about it? I hear you ask. Is it the day that you meet Take That? You add, in order to understand the greatness of the day. No, I'm not meeting Take That. That would be the greatest day. A day I'd never forget, in fact. So what's so great about today? You repeat. Today, I'm meeting Roman Emperor Constantine. Or Constantine the Great, to give him his full title. Come join me and listen in, friends. Hello, Mr. Great. Or may I be so bold as to call you Constantine?
Actually, feel free to call me Ian.
Ian? Well, Ian, great to meet you. To meet you, great.
And you, Peter. You know I'm a great fan of your work.
Really? Thanks very much.
Well, my life would be pretty dull without something to listen to. Thankfully, I'm situated close enough to the Minster to pick up their Wi-Fi.
Of course. I should have mentioned to the listeners where we are today.
We are where I always am.
Which is 5 metres from the south exit of York Minster, somewhere that you've been sat for as long as anyone can remember. In fact, I go as far as to say you're one of York's great constants. Constant Ian the Great. Brilliant.
You think you came up with that gag? That joke's as old as me.
Oh, really?
It's my stage name. My stage being this here chair on this here plinth.
So this is all an act?
Yes, street theatre.
Like that purple guy on the bike.
We don't talk about him.
Oh, why not? Is it because you've copied his act?
How dare you?
Pretending to be a statue is quite old hat these days. You need a USP. How about water squirting out of the top of your head? At least paint yourself a different colour.
Pure gimmicks. I was the very first street theatre statue, thank you very much. I don't need to adapt.
Are you earning much money from it, then?
Well, not exactly. I'm probably too realistic. I don't think most people realise I'm not a statue.
So why do you do it?
Keeps me busy. May as well get the occasional loose change for sitting here looking at the tourists while I listen to internet radio.
Do you think you'll always be here?
Of course. I'm as constant as the seasons. I've been here long enough to see Minsters burn and be rebuilt. As long as the pound is strong, I'm here for the duration.
Oh, right.
Jobs are easier to come by in the UK than Rome.
Right, yeah, about that. Do you ever listen to news podcasts?
No, just music, comedy, drama, and the odd one about who is better out of Marvel and DC. Although it's obviously DC.
Yeah, it's just that what you were saying about the UK, have you heard of a thing called Brexit?
Brexit? Sounds awful, dear chap. I've probably got a cream for that if you need one. Get all sorts of ailments sitting here for this long with my bottom on a cold stone plinth.
Actually, it's, well, never mind. Long may your reign continue. Many thanks to Constant Ian the Great for that interview. If you're a fan of my series, why not give Marshal of the Yorkiverse a rating or review on iTunes, Player.fm or SoundCloud. I've been Peter Marshall, and I'll see you very soon.